News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, an extraordinary meeting of the board of Dublin Airport Authority is to take place today to formally suspend its chief executive, Kenny Jacobs, with full pay, and that is pending the outcome of an investigation. Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post, has been writing about this over the weekend. Daniel, it looks as if this long simmering dispute is finally coming to a head.
It does, Shane. Good morning to you. This saga has been going on for quite a number of months. And it stems, I suppose, from a deterioration between Kenny Jacobs, the chief executive, and members of the board led by Basil Geoghegan, who's the chair of the DAA. And they had gone through a mediation process, and it was agreed at that point that the DAA would pay Kenny Jacobs up to about €1 million. But that deal was blocked essentially by Transport Minister Dara O'Brien, and he had urged both parties to go back in to mediation. And Kenny Jacobs had sort of signaled that he was willing to do so, but not on the basis to see him leave the company, but to try and repair the relationship. That has come to nothing, really. And last week, as we were reporting in the Business Post, and it was reported elsewhere, that the board essentially moved to inform Kenny Jacobs that they were likely to move to a suspension. It's my understanding that that will be effected today as part of that, you know, extraordinary general meeting of the board. They met for a scheduled meeting on Friday, and Kenny Jacobs was present for part of that meeting, not all of it. But as I said, it is the expectation that they will move to suspend him today.
And is this likely to end up with a legal challenge? I mean, I presume it's open for Kenny Jacobs to take to seek an injunction against that. I'm not suggesting he will do that, but I presume it's open for him to do that, is it?
It is open for him to do so, and there is an expectation, I suppose. I've been dealing with all sides of this for many weeks now, and there had been a working assumption that were the company to move to this position, that you know, it would be met by an injunction. That is the expectation, but I suppose we won't know until that actually is affected. But I suppose it is getting very, very messy between the parties. I mean, obviously, with the minister balking at the idea of €1 million payout, the options are sort of limited here. But it's very clear that the relationship is beyond repair now at this point. And I suppose it's complicated further because Basil Geoghegan is coming towards the end of his term as chair. He's due to step down as chairman at some point next year. Other members of the board are due to step down as well. And Kenny Jacobs is less than 3 years into a 7-year term. So it's quite a messy circumstance.
Very messy. Just very, very briefly and finally, Daniel. I think you had a line in your piece saying that the Minister for Transport and the Department of Transport were not available for comment or declined to make any comment. But if I'm the Minister for Transport, I'm looking at this, I'd be thinking, okay, a legal challenge, that's going to be really expensive for both sides. And ultimately, will it be the state picking up the tab for this legal challenge? This looks this could be not just messy, but very expensive as well.
Absolutely. And I suppose he has, I suppose, upped the ante in this by refusing, I suppose, the chairman's desire and stated wish to have this payoff go through. He put it back essentially on the two parties to get back in a room and see if they could work out their differences. It's clear he won't, but they're not able to work out those differences. So it's unclear that unless he, I suppose, you know, without kind of ultimately agreeing a major package, we are looking at a lengthy kind of court action, which is obviously going to cost an awful lot of money. The understanding is that the legal fees around this are already approaching €1 million anyway. So it's already cost a substantial amount of money. But I suppose it looks inevitable that some sort of legal action is going to come from a stem from what happens today.
Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.